So our first speaker today is Erin Budzinski. Erin just recently completed her Master's of Public Health from Emory University, and she is now an ASPH Fellow with the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. And she will be presenting today middle school vaccination requirements and adolescent vaccination coverage.
Thank you, Shannon. Today, I will be discussing middle school entry vaccination requirements and adolescent vaccination coverage. From 2005 to 2007, new vaccines to protect against tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, meningococcal disease, and human papillomavirus have been licensed by the Food and Drug Administration and recommended for adolescents by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. HPV vaccine was recommended for females only at this time. Prior to the licensure of the new vaccines, 36 states had middle school entry requirements for hepatitis B vaccine, and 22 states had requirements for a TD booster. Experiences from these requirements and those for kindergarten entry requirements show school entry requirements can lead to rapid increases in coverage levels. Research has shown that there is a much slower rise in coverage for those not subject to such requirements. For our research question, we asked, do states with middle school entry requirements for TD or Tdap, meningococcal, or HPV vaccines have higher vaccination coverage levels for these vaccines compared to states with no requirements? We included middle school requirements in place by the start of the 2008-2009 school year for the 50 U.S. states plus the District of Columbia. We chose the 2008-2009 school year to ensure that the requirements were in place prior to the 2009 NIST data collection period. For the purposes of this study, middle school was defined as grades 6 through 8. Furthermore, we only evaluated requirements for TD or Tdap vaccines, meningococcal conjugate vaccine, and HPV vaccine. Data sources accessed for identifying school requirements are listed here on this slide. Following licensure of the new vaccines, several states passed or updated school entry requirements for one or more of these vaccines. Some of these laws specify vaccine type, such as those requiring Tdap over the older TD booster, while others have more general requirements. States were placed into one of three mutually exclusive categories based on whether they required receipt of vaccination, education of parents, or had no requirement for each of the three vaccines. Just a comment on educational requirements. Although most educational requirements require dissemination of educational materials to parents through the school system, this can take many forms. Educational materials may be mailed directly to parents, sent home with children, or even included on forms for reporting receipt of required vaccinations. Educational materials may or may not require documentation that parents have received the materials, such as a parental signature. We analyzed data from the 2009 National Immunization Survey Teen, which was conducted by the CDC to estimate vaccination coverage rates for U.S. adolescents ages 13 to 17. The NIS Teen uses random digit dialing to survey parents and households with age-eligible adolescents and obtains consent to contact vaccination providers. We limited our analysis to those adolescents with provider-reported vaccination histories, a sample size of 20,066. For the HPV vaccine, we limited our analysis to the first dose among females to investigate whether requirements influenced initiation of the series. For the 2008-2009 school year, 31 states had middle school entry requirements for a tetanus booster. 14 of them specified Tdap, and 17 did not. Three states required receipt of meningococcal vaccine, and 10 required education of parents. One state required receipt of HPV vaccine, and 5 required education of parents. No state laws required education of parents only for TD or Tdap. 31 states had at least one vaccination requirement for one or more of the 3 vaccines. This map shows the geographic distribution of TD or Tdap vaccine requirements for 2008-2009. States with Tdap-specific requirements are shown in blue. Those with TD-containing requirements are shown in green. And states with no requirement are shown in tan. We found that school entry vaccination requirements were associated with significantly higher coverage for the tetanus booster, TD or Tdap vaccine. Looking at coverage for Tdap alone, states with Tdap-specific requirements had significantly higher Tdap coverage than states with TD-containing or no requirement. This map shows the geographic distribution of meningococcal vaccine requirements for 2008 to 2009. States with vaccination requirements are shown in blue. Those with education requirements are shown in green. And those with no requirement are shown in tan. School entry vaccination requirements were associated with significantly higher coverage for meningococcal vaccine. No association was found between requirements for parental education and coverage levels for meningococcal vaccine. This map shows the geographic distribution of HPV vaccine requirements for 2008 to 2009. The state with a vaccination requirement is shown in blue. Those with education requirements are shown in green, and states with no requirement are shown in tan. Since only one state had a vaccination requirement for HPV vaccine at the time, this state was grouped together with the states that have educational requirements to ensure adequate sample size. No association was found between requirements for HPV vaccine and higher coverage. Just to summarize how vaccination requirements compare to each other, this slide shows vaccination coverage levels by type of requirement for each of the 3 adolescent vaccines. We were interested in learning if the presence of at least one vaccine requirement would have an impact on the receipt of all recommended vaccines. Our assumption was that while the adolescent was in the provider's office to get the required vaccine, the provider would take advantage of the visit to administer other recommended vaccines. Shown here is overall coverage by the type of requirement. Overall coverage is defined as receiving at least one TD or Tdap or meningococcal vaccine for males and receiving at least one dose of TD or Tdap meningococcal and HPV vaccines for females. States with at least one vaccine requirement for middle school entry had significantly higher overall coverage for all recommended adolescent vaccines than states with educational requirements only. However, there was no significant association between having at least one vaccination requirement and higher overall coverage when compared to states with no requirements. A few limitations to our analysis include the following. Because middle school requirements generally affect adolescents ages 11 to 13, most of the teens included in the NIS teen were not directly affected by the 2008-2009 requirements. However, because we did observe higher coverage levels in states with requirements for Tdap and meningococcal vaccines, this may suggest an indirect benefit to older teens. Determining reasons why teens were not vaccinated is beyond the scope of this analysis. Thus, we don't know how many of the parents of unvaccinated teens would have claimed an exemption to the school requirement. The number of states with requirements for meningococcal and HPV vaccines in 2008 to 2009 was quite small, so caution should be used when interpreting results for these vaccines. To summarize our results, requirements for receipt of vaccination were associated with higher coverage for TD or Tdap and meningococcal vaccines. No association was found between educational requirements and coverage levels for meningococcal or HPV vaccines. No association was found between having at least one vaccination requirement and coverage for all recommended vaccines. States with Tdap-specific requirements had significantly higher Tdap coverage than states with requirements for TD-containing vaccine or no requirement. Education-only requirements are unique to middle school, and while we didn't discuss it, also common in college requirements. There may be reasons that states pursue educational requirements, such as the lack of necessary political, public, or financial support to implement a vaccination requirement. At this time, such educational requirements do not appear to be associated with higher coverage. However, this may change over time. Several organizations have come forward with position statements on the decision process of whether a requirement is appropriate in a particular location, including the National Vaccine Advisory Committee, the Association of Immunization Managers, and the State of Washington. Ultimately, however, deciding whether a requirement is appropriate is a state decision. Factors to consider before implementing a new requirement include partnership with state and local personnel and providers, infrastructure issues such as vaccine purchasing, supply, and storage, consistency with existing school entry requirements, and adequate political and public support. Even if a state does not have the resources and/or support for multiple vaccination requirements, the existence of at least one vaccination requirement might lead to higher coverage for all adolescent vaccines. Healthcare providers should take advantage of the opportunity to administer all recommended vaccines at the visit for the required vaccine. Based on our results, it's not clear whether this is happening. It's possible that providers are only administering what is required, or that parents are only willing to accept the vaccines that are required. Anecdotally, we have heard about this issue with parents, the perception that non-required vaccines are not as necessary or important as those that are required. But this needs to be systematically evaluated. Since the 2008-2009 school year, 21 states have enacted new or updated vaccination requirements for Tdap, 6 new requirements for meningococcal vaccine, and 1 new requirement for HPV vaccine, the District of Columbia. Of the new Tdap requirements, 14 replaced older TD booster requirements, and 7 are states with no previous TD requirement. It will be interesting to see how adolescent coverage rates respond to these new requirements. Opportunities for future research include the following. Firstly, although our results do not suggest a strong association between having at least one vaccination requirement and coverage for other adolescent vaccines at this time, given the large number of new vaccination requirements enacted since the 2008-2009 school year, it will be important to continue to monitor this. Secondly, although educational requirements do not currently appear to have an impact on coverage, this is something we should monitor over time as programs evaluate and modify their educational materials and distribution methods. Finally, improved reporting of school survey data would allow better estimates for age-specific coverage and exemption rates to allow for a more direct measure of the association between school requirements and coverage levels. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Shannon Stokes.